welcome and thanks for talking with me today. And I want to say before we start,
yes,
just before I came in here, I was told about some data that exists that suggests you may be the most heard voice in all of public radio. Is that true?
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well,
I have been told this by people who measure such things, the audience research folks, and I'd heard this several times over the years, and they said because you're heard across so many different NPR programs and across so many different stations, and also an NPR worldwide. This is the way it was put to me, that more different people have heard this Frank Tavares voice than any other voice in the history of public radio. And first of all, that's just stunning to me. That's my first reaction. And my second reaction is, ooh, that's really cool to me.
How did you get the job to begin with?
NPR came up with this concept for having this little pod of announcements separate from, and we're talking primarily here, the news programs, like All Things Considered and Morning Edition and so forth, having this underwriting announcement package very definitely separate from the content of the program and using a different voice so it can't be in any way, shape, or form construed as part of the program. So they tried using several different people in the building, literally pulling people, come on in and read these things and let's see how it works. And I was one of them. And I think my schedule was more flexible than some of my colleagues. And so I became the voice of the funding credit adventure. And this was back sometime in 1982. Wow. I'm older than I think.
So you were actually at NPR at the time. You were, as you say, inside the building.
Yes. I for about 10 years through the 1980s, I headed one of the programming departments at NPR. Even when I left my full-time job and position with NPR back in the very late 1980s, I was able to continue this. I usually describe it as this peripheral association with NPR. But I also have a day job, which is important as I have two teenagers getting ready to head off to to college. And that presented a bit of a challenge because when I left Washington, I stayed in the Washington area for a short period of time after I left the administrative position at NPR. But then when I came up to teach here in Connecticut, for a while, I would go back to D.C. once a month, and we'd have this humongous recording session that would take up a good full Saturday morning. And then it would come back up to Connecticut. And if there was an emergency in between, I mean, that's a concept that's rather humorous. I think emergency funding credit. we have an emergency in the funding credits, but actually sometimes we do. We had one yesterday. Some of the credits that were going to be used in Morning Edition this morning, we discovered that in our Saturday recording session this past weekend, this was probably more my fault than anything else. I had read the wrong word. And the producer didn't catch it, and nobody caught it until, but the system worked until they were reviewing them and editing them. And, ooh, so we had to re-record these things late yesterday because they showed up this morning. So nobody, well, now everybody knows, but nobody normally knows something like this. So in between, I would do the one major session down in D.C., and then in between, if there was revisions and so forth, I would work with several of the different member stations here in Connecticut, and I still do in an emergency situation when the technology fails. I'll go running down the Merritt Parkway to one of the stations to record with them, and we did this for years. And then we increased the number of sessions. This was good because the number of underwriters increased. And so I would do one in D.C. and then 2 weeks later I would go to the New York Bureau and I would record there and in between again working with the local stations. And then finally it was like, you know, this is silly. Let's just hook up a setup at Tavares's house, which is where I am right now.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out.
It works out great.
Yeah, I actually wanted to point that out. You are talking with me right now as we speak, and you are in your closet, right?
Yes, I am. And that, yes, it does open up all kinds of jokes, and my teenage boys especially appreciate it, Dad coming out of the closet on Saturday morning. and that's fine. I'll get a laugh any way I can.
Have you ever been stopped on the street because someone recognized your voice?
Very occasionally, somebody will look at me a little funny, and they'll ask if we've met before, or they'll recognize the voice. And I'm a little leery of that because these are strangers. I don't know them. They might not be fans. And the first question I'll usually ask is, well, are you an NPR listener? And if they say yes, I said, well, you know, maybe you've heard me a little bit. And if they seem receptive, I'll just say the magic words. Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR member, and then the eyes light up. And I have to admit, Marshall, after all of these years, first of all, it still amazes me that people recognize the voice, but yet it's humbling and pleasing at the same time.
I've been in public radio now for several years, all at WFAE, and so naturally I've heard your funding credits quite a bit. There's always a few, but specifically one I'm thinking of now that makes me just chuckle a little bit, just not so much your reading of it, but the nature of it. And I'm thinking of the hoodie footy pajamas one. Yeah. And I guess I just want to know, is there one that stands out to you over the years that's maybe weird, or maybe one that you've read and just chuckled when you read it for the first time?
Hoodie footy is on that list. And then for a while there was one, it's spelled D-U-X, but pronounced ducks, D-U-C-K-S. And I just love the fact that support for NPR comes from ducks. And I remember thinking, farmers out there are going to love me for this. So there are a couple out there that will sometimes put a smile on my face. Here's my big confession. Anything with French words in it just absolutely petrifies me.
Me too.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Marshall. I appreciate that.
Even with the pronouncer, I'm still quite scared when they come around.
Oh, man, I have to practice those things, and I just don't have the ear for it.
Well, I think, Frank, I speak for a lot of people when I say we'll miss you as the voice of the NPR credits.
Marshall, it was my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for letting me be a part of your airtime at WFAE in Charlotte.